So next up, we have Terry Garrett and Melanie Ibarra Herrera that are going to talk to us today about housing. Just a little bit about Terry. She is a certified elder law attorney whose Central Texas practice focuses on special needs, elder law, and estate planning, guardianship, and probate. She graduated from Columbia University School of Law and a whole bunch of other things. She is a parent of a child with special needs, and she taught for the National Alliance on Mental Illness and has been an officer of the Council on Adoptable Children. Melanie, while completing her degree in psychology and sociology at Texas State, worked as a court visitor for the Travis County Probate Court. She's a graduate of UT Law. She's a native Spanish speaker and has worked at the Garrett Law Firm since June of 2018. She is an approved guardianship attorney and has been selected for the AYLA Leadership Academy. And with that, I'm going to turn over. They are virtual. And so we are going to welcome them to talk about housing.
Thank you, Haley. Well, as we know, most people who are disabled can still make choices. And by making choices, they can experience some measure of success, living life in their own way. One of the most significant choices any of us make is where to live. A special needs trust or beneficiary herself may own a home. Considerations in deciding whether to own a home were discussed a little bit in the previous panel and also in Home Sweet Home, presented by Elisa Rainey at our 2019 conference. As earlier speakers noted, some special needs trusts are specifically designed to purchase a home. Some people with disabilities may be better served by renting or may only be able to rent. Either they rent integrated or focused private housing or live in public housing. Others may need help buying a home or transitioning to one.
Combining housing and other supports may help some people live in community, avoiding the horrors of group homes reported this past December in the Austin American Statesman. Combining housing and other supports may allow a special needs trust to pay to train caregivers and to pay them the Texas basic hourly rate, which is about double the starting rate for caregivers under Texas Medicaid waiver programs. As with everything else, we must look carefully at the possibilities, plan to be flexible. In 2023, SSI and a full contribution to an ABLE account yield a weekly after-tax income of $533 per week, more than the $463 per week, which the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports is the basic groceries and housing cost in Texas. But a disproportionate percentage of people with a disability live in cities, where it's easier to access services, but cities tend to have higher housing costs. Wherever they may live, all people have basic expenses beyond food and housing.
A home may well require modifications. Funding for this are available for people receiving CLASS, DBMB, STAR Plus, or Texas Home Living. People receiving CLASS or DBMB benefits can receive a lump sum of up to $10,000 and an annual $300 per year for home modifications. People receiving STAR Plus or Texas Home Living can receive a lump sum of $7,500 and an additional $300 per year. Other funds are dispersed through local government and nonprofit organizations, public housing, and mental health authorities. For example, for households with an income of no more than 80% of the area median, there is available the Amy Young Barrier Removal Grant of up to $22,500. The HOME Investment Partnership Program has funds for home reconstruction and tenant-based rental assistance. Disabled people who own a home in a rural area and have a very low income for their county may borrow up to $10,000 to repair, improve, or modernize. Local initiatives such as the Austin Home Repair Coalition and Hands-On Housing combine volunteer cleanup and painting with new appliances and professional rehabilitation.